Hey, here we go.
Wex is also all about that.
Wex Chaptois. Oh,
sorry.
We're up to page Yud Beis. Yes, it's Reu Binyan. We're learning today for Refuah Shleima, for Avram Yaakov and Sarah Batya, and we'll learn also for Lekavod the Simcha of Shmayel. Okay, Yelad Yitzur Chai. You ready for this? We're about the Yud Beis. Yelad Yitzur Chai. A child is a living creature, right? We don't like to think like that. We like to think very often about our children as robots. We'll see about that shortly, but they're living, viable creatures. Who gadol, it grows. Ukmoshu gadol begufo, which we see. You know, just like they grow with their body. Kahu gadol gavinafsha. What's that?
This is your coat.
So too, it also grows spiritually. Biruch niyaseinu. It grows spiritually. That the child is going to grow in spirituality, not just like, you know, in stature. You see this, by the way, with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah highlights this very nicely in the beginning of Shmos. It says, Vayigdal, it says twice. It says, Vayigdal Anar, and then the next pasuk says, Vayigdal Moshe. Vayatze Lacha Vayar B'siv Losim. And Rashi there famously comments that the first time was in stature, and the second time was his Ruchnius. Meaning, it's important to see people growing. It's very important physically to see them grow. Because if you see them physically grow, you recognize that in the maturity, in the Ruchnius Shabo, they're also growing. Gidl Shiel Tzarech Tipuach. We know that when a child grows, it requires a little bit of, watering, so to speak. Kamo Gidl Shel Eitz O Shel Tvua, like when you a tree or your crops, your vegetation, right? Dagish Miyuchad Tzarech Lasim Kaasher Beduber Betalach Shel Zriya. There's a specific way, a specific attention that one needs to give when you're speaking about planting children. Im Rotzim Shiyitzvach Mashu Mesuyim. If you want them to grow in a specific way, you have to do it specifically the way they wish. Then the seed will flourish the natural way. You know, I'm that guy. Like, if you look on search on Wayu Torah and you search Bill Simmons, you'll see my name. Right? Because who else is putting up a shit? But he had a fantastic Torah a number of years ago where he had moved from Boston to L.A., and he was very scared of his child becoming a Laker fan. So he had a goal. He had one goal. What was his goal? That his child should be a Celtic fan. So he came up with a plan to ensure that his child would be a Celtic fan. And the plan was to plant seeds wherever they went. That purple was bad and green was good, right? And anytime anything in purple or Laker oriented, he would like knock it. And anytime there was something that happened with the Celtics, he would be very, very positive about it. Like he would talk about the purple monsters and the green, you know, fairies, whatever. He had and from the time his kid was young, he planted those seeds because, like it says here, Tzarech l'dayek l'zor b'diyuk as the davar shows some rose. You have to figure out what you want, what your goal is, what your agenda is. Then the acher kach hizri is hazeri atzmiach me'atzu. Then it will flourish by itself. You don't tell you could be a Laker fan, be a Celtic fan. Mamela, it likes green. It's gonna want to be a Celtic fan because you planted those seeds. So that's our objective. L'havdil elef havdalos, when it comes to ruchnius, you have to be able to plant the seed in the direction that you want your child to go. Right? The conversations that you have. What is important to you? You know, they'll recognize that based on what you're talking about with your friends that they're listening to, right? Those seeds are being planted every step along the way. You have to ask yourself, what do you want the flower to look like, you know, before you plant the seeds? Bitzad sheni, that's on the planting side. Bitzad sheni, yesh binyan. On the other hand, there's building. Sometimes you just got to, you know, do it. Let's go. You know, you can't rely on the planting. You just got to, you know, like grafting. You got to like sometimes tie up the tree. Ha'atzimus levada. You know, I have a hard time with that one. But, you know, being a bonehead, I'm more of a planter than I am a builder. But you have to have a builder. You can't let it run wild. Sometimes you got to prune the tree. Because if you don't prune the tree runs wild. And this is true with a child. You have to give them boundaries. That's where the binyan is, right? You have to create a foundation for them. You have to make sure that they're doing certain things. You have to make sure they're sleeping by a certain time. You know, it's nice to... No, you do. You know, I remember one of my kids. He was up very late. And then the teacher called us up and said he's sleeping during class. You know, he was like in third grade. Like, you know, that was not acceptable. That's on me. So then we made a concerted effort that at 9:45 every night, you know, for a young third, fourth grader, he would be going upstairs. And Baruch Hashem, it worked out well. But again, it's much harder with the end than it is with the beginning. But in the, you know, in the beginning, we were very machped on bedtimes because we felt it was very important. But now as time goes by and your youngest ones, they'll have a different, they have a different upbringing than your older ones. If you're building it right, if you're building a child and you're giving them their own, but here's the danger. Yeah, you guys are ready. So Wex is good. Wex is going to chime in now because he's got.
Since last week,
yeah. I'm going to change on you. Imani bona yelad. If you're building a yelad umakne lomailas, you're getting you're doing for him, and you're doing everything for him. Right, you know, these parents, they're calling up the principals and they're saying, my child needs blah, 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 blah. You're not connecting to his planting aspect. I don't know what that word means, but the power of the tzmicha holech umis navein. I don't know what that word is. If you have it in English, I don't know. The power of the tzmicha is going to be gone. Vayelad niyeh robot. Right? A robot, right? If you could train your child to do everything you wish by building for him, but then the child will have absolutely no heart, no skills. It will do it out of fear and nothing. You know, this is called what Wex, what would you call those kinds of parents?
Not car parents, maybe helicopter
parents. Oh, very good. Helicopter parents, yeah. It's helicopter parents. I mean, helicopter parents hover over their children, make sure their children are doing everything exactly what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to do it. And, you know, like I am with that guy, you see, he comes home at 10:45 every night, and I'm supposed to watch out for him. But this is a robot, right? The robot.
There's a new term,
which I'm going to get to in a minute, right? So I have the schus of hearing some parents, there's this woman, Dr. Gilboa. So Dr. Gilboa, who was really a pediatrician, but she's a psychologist on the side, she has a new term, which is a snowplow parent. Is that where you're going to go? So lawnmower, snowplow, because what's a helicopter parent? A helicopter parent hovers over the child to make sure that the child does everything they're supposed to. So you're making sure that your child is safe in this world. A snowplow parent is something totally different. They're making sure that the whole world is safe for their kid. Right? They just hover, and they're like, that God forbid the kid should never step in dirt or water because it's dangerous, right? So that's what it didn't have in the notes, but that is what a snowplow parent is. But the point is that you have to allow your kid to be independent so that they grow into the person they could be. But if you're doing it for them and you're tightly winding them, you're studying for them, you're doing your book reports for them, and you're making sure that every step along the way, and you remind them 10 times to bring in the money for the school trip, then you have hindered them because you're not allowing them to either bring in the money or not bring in the money and then figure out a way when they don't. You know, like, it pains me when I get an email from a 12th grade parent. My kid's not happy in shir. So I'll write back, does he have a mouth? Mm-hmm. Like, I've been doing it for 12, but a 9th grade parent, they do it, like, okay, then you deal with it. That's a different level. But, like, really? I said, this is what you're training it. Tell your kid to come speak with me. You know, have a conversation. Allow him to own the dialogue. You don't have to own it for them because then you're building them, and building them doesn't help. You know, making sure your kid's in the top shear and the when the kid has no interest doesn't help. You have to be a planter on some level.
Degenerate?
How does that come out in sentence? I was like, koach atzmich holech umis novein.
Degenerates.
Okay. It's meaning, if you build your kid, he's going to lose his sense of the planting that you've done. It's going to degenerate. It's like, I don't want to say who it was, but there was somebody who was speaking, and he meant to say deluge. He said deluge, which I think is pronounced incorrectly. So I said to the guy next to me, I didn't know he was talking about an Olympic event. Deluge. Especially the guy who said it too, but like, again, it means that he doesn't hear it. He reads, you know. It just means the person reads a lot, which is a nice thing. So I'm not making fun of the person. Anyway,
nice camera.
What? Thank you. I got no makeup for that later. I got to be careful what I say. I don't be careful. It's not going to kill my kid's shidduch.
Not that one. one.
Not that one. I got another six to go. Anyway, they should use ma'atzmi ba mikaya chatzmicha v'kaya chatzmicha the yuzma, the personality. I think the ba mikaya chatzmicha comes from the flourishing v'kaya chatzmicha kfar mizman hit naven divinirka. If you build, you're just going to wreck the kid. You're going to degenerate the kid. Nisher adam robot. That person becomes just a robot. And you have to be careful when you do that as a parent. You don't want your kid to be a robot. But trust me, I've seen plenty of robots. And by the way, in your life, you've seen this, right? Now you're old enough to see it. That kid does great in high school. That robot does great in high school. But he doesn't do so well in life. When he leaves the confines of doing well on tests, which is the whole way that we measure excellence in high school, is who gets the higher number. And all of a sudden, you have to be creative in life. You don't have that gene because you've been built. Parents who are careful and just plant seeds by their children, you'll see much more creativity. You'll see much more ADD. You'll see much more other things. But those robots do beautifully in school and they get 98s and 99s, but they don't do well in the outside world. Here we go. You ready for this? He bolds it. You know that means it's important when he bolds it. On the one hand, if you enable your child to flourish and to grow, mivli live noiso so without building him, that's also dangerous. Yosei pera adam, das is a yishmo. Right? You know, you just plant seeds. This is a great idea. But that great idea can go anywhere. No, you have to have boundaries. Right? That's where women come in. Nashim to say together, you know, when you get older. But when younger also, parents have to supply boundaries. There's nothing wrong with a parent telling a kid, ad kan, you can't go to that kid's house. Right? They have unfiltered iPhones there. You can't go to that house. There's nothing wrong with saying that. In bonim esiyal, miblilis yachis al koach hatzmich, if you just build a kid without planting seeds, oisimimenu robot. You make him into a robot. So you have the extremes on both levels. Hatzirif shosnei advarim yachad, the combination platter of both of them, planting and building, hashal koyach hatzmichu ma'isa binyan, zohi chinuch. That is proper chinuch, and that is a great juggling act. It is not easy. It's hard to know when you should let your kid fail and just plant the seed, and it's very hard to know. But sometimes you got to let your kid fail. I always say that. There's nothing wrong with letting your kid fail. Because if they didn't do the work, and they didn't prepare for whatever they got to do, and they mess up, nishkefelicht. I was talking to a woman. She was telling me that her kid was in college. She didn't know he mistakenly got the day of the final wrong. So she was going up to the college to pick the kid up to make sure he wouldn't get in trouble. I'm like, you're crazy. She was mean. I'm taking care of my kid. I said, no, you're, what are you going to do when he's in work and he misses a deadline? Mm. What are you going to do? You're building this kid so he has no coping skills. Anyway, that's kind of this delicate balance. So while it looks nice to do that, like you're being very magnanimous, you know, what are you doing? Well, in some ways, we over-treat our children. It's like, you know, I got a little bit of whiff of this shidduch seed. Like, see, you go out for 4 days, you want to break up with the young lady. You don't do anything. You just tell the middle person, you know, do me a favor, break up with this girlfriend. Like, what are we? You know, like... I don't think it's that bad in that case. There are other positives that, but like it's indicative of the society we live in. Okay, that was part one of today. Part two is mamish, is as Revolbi continues, is what's called chashiva sa'itoy. Actually, you know what that means? I didn't write it down in English today. Chashiva sa'itoy is the importance of time. You have to pick the right. You have to pick the right time for everything. There's the right time, the right place, and chinuch. You have to know the time. You have to know when to say something. Let me read. Read with Divrei Chazal. Ben Chamish l'mikra ben Esel l'mishna ben Chamish l'gmar. Chazal are very smart. We don't follow this, of course, because we're not so smart. Chazal say when they're 5 years old is when they should be shtaiger avek in Chumash. 10 years old Mishnayis, 15 years old Gemara. Why? Makes sense. Think about it. When you're 5 years old, you're able to understand raw information. Chumash is a story. When you're 10 years old, the brain, Eric, you'll help me out here. The brain has the ability to differentiate between good and bad, evil, tamei tahar, asur hater, chayiv pater. 10 years old, that's what a Mishnah is. There's no analysis. 15 years old is when the brain is able to start and analyze. Chazal knew this. Chazal gave us an instruction manual. 5 years old is when you do this, 10 years old you do this. What do? We ignore it. We say no. What?
Why do we do
that? Well, you know where they do it? Zildjian's.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Zildjian's, they do this. Because this is where the... And you know what they do? When they're 5 years old, they stuff them like an ox for Chumash. 10 years old, they memorize Mishnayos. Yeah, 50 years old, they start learning Gemara. Now, those were the argues that they're... Then they become a little robotic. Or robotic in their learning, and they don't have that flair for lumdis and analysis. I mean, they're different shittas.
That's the word but, film.
What?
That's the word film.
They do. And they also have yeshiva on Yom Kippur.
They call them Jedis.
I know that. Do they have school on Yom Kippur? That's school on Tisha B'Av.
Yom Kippur afternoon.
Anyway, asks Revolvi. Lama lo muktam yoter? Lama lo ben shalosh lemekru? No, when he's 3 years old, start teaching Chumash. Right? So, kan kavu chazal, shasmicha shal yelad nasis be hadraga. Chazal is telling us that the flourishing of the child has to take place stage by stage, step by step. Rome's not built in a day. Yaakov climbs, what does Yaakov climb? A sulam, a ladder. I beat you to it. Yaakov climbs a sulam. It's a ladder! Why does Yaakov climb a ladder? It's not a coincidence. It's giving you the imagery, because a ladder is something you cannot climb all at one time. The ladder gives you the imagery of going step by step, piece by piece, and you can't jump from one rung to the other because then you might fall, right? So we understand it when it comes to that. So when it comes to your kids, and it comes to us, you can't become a Talmud Chacham overnight. You know, we think today everything can happen overnight. Why? Because of the internet and the microwave. You know, the concept of a microwave, everything gets heated up in like 2 seconds. It used to be when I came home from yeshiva. It took about a half an hour, 45 minutes to heat up the food. You put it in the oven, whatever it was, it took time. Now you stick it in the microwave, shine. Right? When are you eating? So it used to be a time in the olden days, exactly when it comes in. Now you come home, oh, pop it in the oven, pop it in the microwave.
Nice.
Huh? It's a very good thing. So, but the problem is that the microwave
gets cold,
has affected other areas of our lives. And like, just like my food can get heated up fast, I can become a Talmud Chacham overnight. Or I can make my kid a great kid overnight. Magia tkufa mesuyemes shebo hayelad kfar shel limud mikra. There is a specific time when a child is ready to learn Chumash. V'az melamdu nosim. That's when you teach him. At that stage. Before then, yachin imzai yelad gadol hala. With, at 5 years old, when you start teaching him Chumash, he's going to grow. Kashel magil gil eser. When he reaches 10, it's micha shalom magil lekakshu kvar yochel lomod mishnah. When he reaches 10 years old, then he has the ability to learn mishnah. It's not before then. So, achri chamishen losefes umis gaber od yoser. After another 5 years, he's ready for the next step. Shas. Ukvar gil gil shalim ad gemara. Can you imagine if we did this? Our kids would be tavan chum. Kafish arena. Why don't we do this? I don't know. Kavu kan chazal. Sheesh tkufas biel. What is chazal basically telling us? There are different stages of a child's life. Vat tkufas bos al pi hatzmicha haorganis shel yelad. These stages are reached organically. Now, 5, 10, 15 are ages randomly. Some kids are ready for it earlier. Some kids not ready for it even at the age of 15. I'm telling you, we have, you know, the big argument in yeshiva. Should every kid be in shir for 2 hours? Big hack, right? Well, this kid can't make it for 2 hours. He's wasting time. That's shit. I don't know. I like to say we have no choice. Why not? Because if we give a choice, you can have a lot more people opting out than opting in. And those kids who could do it, well, then we're going to lose them. So you got to be careful. But you have to really spend time thinking about your own personal child. What is he really capable of? Honestly. Each one according to his own nature. During the child's youth, over all the time, he's going from stage to stage. You ever see your kids? You look back to the way they were of the year before, and then you're like, wow. Look what he could do now that he couldn't do last year. You know, you see this again. It's always easier to see in the physical world this being true. Like when you take your kids skiing. So, you know, oh, now he's ready. You would never put your kid on the slopes. I wouldn't. You wouldn't put your kid on the slopes before they're 3 years old, right? It's what are you going to do? They're just going to kill themselves. Okay, from 3 to 6, you put them on the bunny slopes. From 6 to... So we recognize that, and that's their development. And if we put them on the blacks when they're 3 years old, guess what? They'll never want to go skiing again because they'll think skiing is crazy. There's the proper time for everything. Right? So when the child's young, over a yellow mitkuva l'tkuva, as a tkuva srichim l'hak, you have to recognize ulitz yachis alein bizman enough. Everything has to be in the right time. Everything has to be. If you try to beat the time, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to kill the kid. If it's not at the right time, forget about it. But if it's at the right time, then it could flourish. He's going to give beautiful examples in the next section. Again, since we're using terms zriya ubinyan, it's kind of like planting. You don't plant citrus fruits in the north. It's got to be in the south. Because if you plant them in the south, the way it's not right, it's got to be the right month. Everything the right time. But divrei chazal, elu, ana roma, es chumras chinuch. We see the severity of raising your child. Ves chumras hakpada hanadreshes be'itwe anachot shal shlavei achinuch. The different stages of chinuch. Right? And the chachamim have told us, 5, 10, 15, they're different. And the Gemara in Sukkah talks about chinuch, about when you're supposed to sit in a sukkah for the first time, when you're supposed to sit and take put on tefillin for the first time, when you're supposed to get, you know, we like to say when you get a haircut for the first time, you're supposed to do. But each of these things are, each of these stages are critical in the development of a child, because that's what's the eighth, that's the eighth rasan. The eighth rasan is when the child is able to understand and appreciate the chinuch, the seed is planted, so that it will flourish down the road. But if you try to pregame the seed, that, my friend, can be disastrous. All right. Zayga zut nishtark.